Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation sponsored by St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. Today's Old Testament and Gospel readings present, in parables, aspects of the ministry of the Messiah, the Redeemer promised by God after the fall of mankind. Our reading of God's word requires us to look for either the promise or the fulfillment of that promise in the incarnation, life, death, and resurrection of the Messiah. In the prophecy that we hear from Ezekiel, he speaks of planting on the mountain height of Israel, that is, Mount Zion. Of the cedar twigs, one is King David, and the tender one, Jesus. The tree which it becomes, a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. It tells of the protective cover that God has provided to those faithful to him. This image returns in the Gospel reading from St. Mark, although with a different kind of tree. We reflect on this cedar, which is to become a noble tree, in the hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation.
A reading from the 17th chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar, and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches birds of every sort will nest. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, and make high the low tree, dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord, I have spoken, and I will do it.
To the Lord,
St. Paul, writing to the faithful Christians in Corinth, reminds them that the present tent, which is their earthly body, will die, but that they have a building from God, eternal in the heavens. Faith in the death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ holds firmly to this promise of God. In the hymn, "For me to live is Jesus, to die is gain for me," we are simply restating Paul's statement that we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord.
A reading from the 5th chapter of the 2nd letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
In our Gospel reading for today, St. Mark tells two parables of Jesus that relate to the kingdom of God. Both tell of sowing. The first tells of sowing, then waiting for the earth to produce the grain. The second tells of sowing a small mustard seed, which will grow into a large tree that, like the cedar in the prophecy of Ezekiel, puts out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. In both parables, the kingdom of God grows by the power of God. The sowing, which is the proclamation of the word of God, is the responsibility of each member of his kingdom. We celebrate the eternal harvest which God alone provides in the hymn, "Come, ye thankful people, come."
A reading from the 4th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything.
Thank you.
whoever you are, wherever you've been. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. We pray for God's help in our lives to walk by faith and not by sight.